Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman and Batman follow their last slim clue, the villainous spider prepares for Robin's immediate death.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, here's something I noticed the other day. Among all those characters whose pictures are on the new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out, there's not one villain. Yes, sir, you can say something good about every single one of those 18 different funny paper friends. Like Chief Brandon, for instance. He's a brave officer of the law. And Beezy from Harold Dean, he's always good for a laugh. And Superman himself, a real hero. What's more, you can say lots of good things about the way those Pep comic buttons are done up. The colors are so bright and clear on that gleaming white background that, well, you're mighty proud to wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And for downright exciting fun, you can't beat the thrill of getting a new button every time Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get them, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But you get a comic button every time you open a package of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. That's the good whole wheat cereal with the catchy sunshine flavor. The tender, crisp, golden toasted flakes that keep you coming right back for more. So ask Mom for lots of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
Convinced that Robin is being held by a clever gang of thieves to blind the police to the real identity of the monkey burglar, the daring young acrobat who has been scaling tall apartment buildings and robbing their occupants, Superman and Batman have traced a single clue to a 16-year-old boy named Billy Riggs. Then, following the boy's trail, they tracked him to the home of Spider Gans, a ferret-faced man who runs the gymnasium and who is really the brains behind the monkey burglar's operations. But when they arrived at Spider's home, hopeful of finding Robin there, they found the place empty. Discouraged and worried for the safety of his young companion, Batman turned to Kent and said,
"We're too late, Superman. I'm afraid now we'll never see Robin alive again."
And Batman is nearly right, for at this moment, Robin, securely bound and gagged, lies on the floor in the back of a sedan driven by one of Spider's henchmen, while up ahead, Spider himself drives a dark coupe in which, seated beside him, is Billy Riggs, the real monkey burglar.
Listen. Now look, Billy, this job I got lined up for you tonight's a left-handed cinch.
Yeah?
Sure, only 14 floors and in the back of a house facing on an alley, with no guards, no nothing.
What makes that so easy?
Well, you done better than that. You even climbed up a wall to the 22nd floor, and this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I know.
Look, what's eating you, kid? You ain't scared all of a sudden, are you?
Sure I am.
What?
I'm always scared, Spider. Scared silly, because I don't like this kind of stuff.
Now, look, Billy.
I wasn't cut out to be a crook. I never wanted to do anything like this. You know that.
Sure, but...
All I ever wanted was to be a champion acrobat and get good enough to be a circus star. You said you were going to help me.
I am, Billy. I am. Now, just give me some...
Ah, that's what you said before each robbery. Just give me some time, you
said. That's right.
Just one more job and we'll have enough money for expenses to build a big act. And keep going until we get a booking with a big-time circus. But every time, it's the same thing all over again.
Now, listen, kid.
Listen. All I've done is listen to you. And now look where I am. Behind the eight ball with all the cops in Metropolis looking for me. Then what am I? A crook.
That's enough, kid.
No, it isn't. I'm going
to... I said that's enough. Now, you just shut up and listen to me for a minute. First of all, I want you to know that this caper we're pulling tonight is the biggest one yet, and definitely the last.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's over $100,000 worth of folded money and jewels in the apartment you're going to visit tonight, see?
$100,000?
That's right. Now, that, together with what we already got, will put us on easy street for... Oops, hey, almost missed that red light. Don't want to get stopped by no cops tonight, not even for only passing the light.
Well, look, Spider... Who's got so much valuable stuff in his apartment?
One of them, Indian Raj, has here for the United Nations meeting. And brother, is he loaded.
Oh, gee whiz. I don't want to rob a guy like that.
Why? What difference does it make?
Well, a UN delegate. Well, he's the guy who's here to stop wars.
Cut the drool. Lights, James.
No, Spider, I'm not going to do it.
What's that?
You heard me. I quit right now.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yes, I do. You can't make me quit.
Can't I?
No, you can't. Now stop and let me out of here.
Not so fast, kid.
Let me out of here.
You'll do just as I say or else.
Or else what?
I'll turn you over to the cops.
You'll turn me over?
You bet I will. I'll tell them I caught you climbing into my apartment. They'll slap you in that can so fast it'll make your head spin. Then they'll throw away the key for at least 20 years. How'd you like that, huh?
They wouldn't believe you. I'll tell him you made me do it.
Wasting your breath, sonny boy.
No.
Now, be a smart kid. Pull this one last job for us and everything will be Jake, right?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Attaboy. Now we'll have all the dough we need. You'll have your circus career and everything will be just hunky-dory.
Batman, there's no point just standing here in front of Spider's apartment with long faces and the feeling that all is lost.
I'm afraid that just about sums up the situation, Superman. Robin is, well, he...
Now, wait a minute. It's not like you to give up so easily.
But what else can we do? This is the end of the trail and Robin's not here.
Nonsense. The very fact that the boy's not here indicates that this is not the end of the trail.
Then where does it go from here?
Well, that's what we've got to find out, and fast.
Yes, but how?
Well, I don't know exactly.
That's it.
Maybe we can pick up a clue inside Spider's apartment that'll put us on the trail again.
Oh, say, that's a possibility. But can we just break in there, I mean, without a warrant or anything?
I know it's illegal, but there's a life at stake.
Right, and I'm for doing it.
Okay, stand back. Mr. Spider Gans, here we come.
Here we are, Billy. This is the alley behind the Rajah's apartment, Billy. Now, you know what you're to do?
Yeah.
Good.
But I'm still worried about losing my medal. It was my good luck piece, you know.
Forget it.
Hey, who's that?
Relax. It's Jonesy. Just pulled up in back of us.
Oh.
Okay, pile out.
Spider.
Yeah, Jonesy?
Everything okay?
Just dandy.
Well.
Now, look, Billy. The Rajah's apartment is the one on the far corner to your right on the 14th floor. Get up there as fast as you can. Scoop up everything you can find and beat it down there without losing any time, savvy?
Yeah.
When you're ready to come down, give us a whistle and we'll have the motors running and ready for a fast getaway.
Okay.
All set now, kid?
Uh-huh.
Right, get going. Hey, Jonesy.
Yeah.
Come here.
Everything's going swell, huh, Spider?
So far. How's that Robin kid?
Tied up tighter in a drum. What do we do with him?
I got it all figured out. How we fix it so the cops find his body.
His body?
That's right. Now listen. This is what you're to do. Give him a sharp rap on the head and knock him out, see?
Okay, but...
Be quiet and get this. When you're sure he's unconscious, take him out of the car and carry him over to where the alley comes out on the street. Got that?
Yeah. Then what?
Take the ropes and gag off him and let him lay there. And when Billy comes down, we jump in the car, see?
Yeah.
And when the cops find Robin, he's a dead monkey burglar.
Boy, what a hunk of brain you've got, Spider.
Okay. I see Billy made the Rajah's place. Go on over and check on Robin now. Quiet and careful.
Figure of Jonesy fades into the dark shadows of the alley. Spider Gans lurks in the inky blackness beneath the Rajah's window, an evil smile of anticipation on his face. Will his nefarious scheme for the destruction of Batman's young companion Robin be successful? We'll know more in a moment when we rejoin Superman for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by!
Say, you know what a certain young fellow told me the other day? Well, he said that he's been saving on his allowance lately because he has a swell hobby. Sure, it's collecting comic buttons and that new series from Packages of Kellogg's Pet. You see, you don't have to send in a single penny for these swell prizes, not even a box top. And yet you can have loads of fun with them, like trading duplicates, for example. Now, here's how that works. Suppose you get two buttons with Tess Trueheart on them, but you don't have either Pat Patton or Superman in your collection.
So you find out which one of your pals has an extra Pat Patton or a Superman to swap, and there you are. And of course, there's the thrill of wearing your collection of Pep comic buttons on your jacket or your dress or cap. Boy, you certainly don't want to miss out on all that fun. So ask Mom to keep you supplied with plenty of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the prize package that brings you these exciting comic buttons. Remember, you can't buy them anywhere, but there's a comic button inside every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And say, there's a prize of good eating, too, because Pep is the whole wheat flake cereal with a comeback for more flavor. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep is so loaded with that catchy sunshine flavor, you practically can't resist it. So ask Mom for P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As we rejoin them now, Superman and Batman, in a desperate effort to find a clue that may lead them to Robin, have gained entry to Spider's apartment and are now engaged in making a thorough search.
Oh, just look at this place, Superman. It's cleaned out.
Yes, I see.
No clothes, no papers, nothing.
Nothing of any value to us, at any rate.
Perfect evidence the Spider doesn't live here anymore.
Nor ever intends to again.
Ah, that dirty rat. If I could only get
easy,
my hands
Batman,
on him.
Batman, easy does it.
Okay. But you will admit we're licked now.
Not yet.
What else can we do?
Keep looking.
For what?
I don't know.
That's great. Waste time here looking for heaven only knows what, while somewhere poor Robin
Great
is...
Scott.
What's the matter?
I think I've got it.
Got what, man, for Pete's sake?
The clue we've been looking for.
You have?
Look, we know pretty definitely now that Spider Gans is behind Billy Riggs, the youngster who is the real monkey burglar, right?
Yes, but...
That would indicate that Spider fixed the apartments to be robbed, wouldn't it?
Well, certainly it would.
Okay. Now, look. Look at this newspaper clipping I found tucked under the seat of that easy chair.
Well, say, isn't that a picture of the Rajah of Surat?
Uh-huh.
The guy who's here as a United Nations delegate?
Right.
Well, what's significant about that?
Well, don't you see, Batman? The man's wearing jewels worth a king's ransom.
Oh, yes.
Furthermore, he's immensely wealthy, and one of his reported eccentricities is to have on hand at all times tremendous amounts of cash in addition to jewels.
Great Jupiter!
You understand now what finding this in Spider's apartment means?
Of course. He must have planned to have his monkey burglar rob the Rajah.
Better than that. My hunch says he's pulling that job tonight.
Then, for Pete's sake, let's go there and see...
Ah, wait a minute. Not so fast. Clipping's torn, and we haven't his address. So we'll have to look in the Daily Planet files.
Well, let's hurry. We may be too late.
Keep your fingers crossed. Up with this window. Now, hang on. Here we go to the Daily Planet. Up and away!
Leaping out and into the night sky, Superman carries Batman swiftly to the Daily Planet, where they expect to find the Rajah's address, which they hope will lead them to Robin and the capture of the real monkey burglar. But Spider and his cohorts have been working fast and are at this moment getting set to make their getaway, including the destruction of Robin. Will Superman and Batman arrive on time to save what appears to be a hopelessly desperate situation? We'll know tomorrow when this exciting story comes to a smashing climax. So don't fail to be with us then. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, you can save Mom a lot of work and give yourself a load of fun with Kellogg's Variety at Breakfast. Sure, open up one of those individual boxes of your favorite Kellogg cereal, pour on milk, and eat right out of the box. That's the Kel Bowl Pack. It saves washing dishes, and it's more fun than a picnic. You know, Kellogg's Variety is the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 one-serving packages of favorites like Kellogg's Pep and Rice Krispies and Corn Flakes. So be sure that Mom gets Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.